ABC Radio Australia.
A review into PNG's public finance by the World Bank Group has found that despite being resource rich, the country is not seeing returns. The resource sector has averaged just 1.9% of GDP over the past decade. It comes as the PNG government has outlined key goals for the country, aiming for 1 million new jobs and a $200 billion keener economy by 2030 and a balanced budget by 2027. Han Freitas is the World Bank's Division Director for Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and Vanuatu. He told Lucy Cooper, the goals are ambitious but achievable with change.
They are achievable. So that's one of the main conclusions of the report, is that these targets are achievable. Some of them are well underway to be achieved. The government is really undertaking a very ambitious effort for fiscal consolidation. But we also know that in order to achieve these ambitions, something has to change. If everything remains the same as today, they will not be achieved, but they can be achieved.
The review notes that PNG earns far lower dividends and tax revenue from the resource sector than comparable to other countries. Is this a barrier to achieving the goals it set out?
Absolutely. So the government should actually, in our view, and that's what the report concludes, do three main things. One is finding ways to increase revenues. And that's where your point on the resource sector comes in. But there's some other measures that the government can take. It also needs to find ways to spend better the money it's already spending. And then the third very important priority would be that the gains made from these two efforts would actually be invested in the health and the education of young people in Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea has a growing young population. They will be doing the jobs of the future. And so right now, the health and the education outcomes are lagging behind other countries. So that's an important third priority for the government.
The review estimates PNG could raise 1.7% of GDP from better resource revenue collection. What would implementing that actually look like in practice?
Yeah, so I would say there's a number of things the government can do. One is the extractive sector. We know that this economy is highly dependent on extractives. Extractives are being exploited, but what we're seeing is that the growth in the extractive sector is not translating in equal growth in government budget or government spending, and certainly not in human capital outcomes. So it's not keeping pace. So what the government would need to do, and that's a key recommendation that we have, is really to make sure it can make more money out of its extractives industry. First of all, this means that the dividends that are owed to the government, that actually being paid. The government has taken an important step to adopt a dividend policy. Now it needs to implement the policy so that it sees the money that is owed from the existing resource projects. Over time also, it would be important that when the government negotiates new resource projects, that it actually locks in better benefits for itself during those negotiations. They will materialize over time, but it's during the negotiations that you actually need to make that happen. Finally, that's an important point. We've seen that countries that actually make the best out of its extractive sector adopt rules of transparency around the sector, that audit reports are being published, that there is sufficient transparency in the sector, and there PNG can do a lot more as well.
The review also finds that any gains made should be invested in human capital. What exactly is that, and what does it look like?
Yeah, human capital, that's the people of the country, right? So it's the education and the health and the mechanisms that ensure that in a country the poorest people can get the help and the services that they need to develop themselves, right? So we have this human capital indicator that we look at, and it predicts that in PNG, a young person, when they grow up today, will only be able to realize about 40 to 42% of its full potential for the economy. That's not enough. Other middle-income countries in the world score better on these outcomes, and PNG should do better. It really means investing more in basic education, investing more in primary healthcare, and investing more in systems that allow the government to provide direct benefits to the poorest and the most vulnerable in the society. So the outcomes in learning and nutrition, for example, in PNG are very low. They're more comparable to a low-income country, not to a middle-income country. So some of the resources need to be redirected to basic education and basic healthcare.
Is there a path to fix all of this?
Yes, there are many examples of countries who've taken measures. There's no one path. This is a set of policies and implementation decisions that the government has to take and can take if they want to. They also do want to. Sometimes the circumstances are challenging, but it is possible to invest more in early learning, for example. There are mechanisms that we know of and that can be implemented here that actually provide incentives to school systems to make sure the kids are in the school. There are ways to make sure more school books are available to children. There are ways to invest in local service delivery through district funds or provincial development funds to make sure that the funds that go there, that every kina that is being invested in the local communities, that it is known what it is for and that it can be judged or monitored whether the investment has been worth it. So these mechanisms do exist and can also be implemented here.